Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Renick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar bunts towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Allison moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Allison scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Keo reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar bunts towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd misplays the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Allison scores. Renick goes all the way around to score. Cardenas moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Reese moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. Reese moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and scores. Mitterwald tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Renick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Bill Butler. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Matchick now playing shortstop. Billy Sorrell now playing third base. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Keough moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 6-2, Twins. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Tommy Matchick. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campanis pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Allison is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to third. Quilici moves to second. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Carew scores. Quilici moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Quilici scores. Allison scores. Holt goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Paranoski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keough hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.